APP crew, what's new? Welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 12 if you count the trailer, and 11 if you don't. We're doing Be Better Month, everybody. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Or if you don't ask somebody, you might as well just go ahead and watch the video just before this one. Okay, love you. Thanks. Anyway, as I said in my previous episode, we're doing something different this month. Ahana's trying to push a bit of a format change. We're getting the admin done in the beginning, and then I pick an episode from the podcast that I've suggested and talk about the topic because it interests me. I mean, that's how we pick podcasts generally, is you go into the podcast because the name is cool, but then you pick a topic or an episode title that like calls your eye. And I realize that there's so many deep, dark depths that podcasts have led me on that why not chat about those things that I've actually learned from those spaces. One big thing that I had mentioned in my previous episode is this month is about trying to be better by gaining knowledge and in some way also applying that knowledge. There is a quote that I want everyone to constantly be pondering as we do this month and in life in general. And I want us to kind of be thinking that as I read through this. And the quote is by Abu Baker. It's, "Without knowledge, action is useless. Knowledge without action is futile." So the reason I want everyone to just kind of be pondering this is obviously you can learn things, you can fill your head with so much information, but if you're not using it, then why is it there? Also, just thinking about how much brain space you have. Guys, we are just like any other type of hard drive. We run out of space. So anyway, as I said, that's what we're going to be doing. So that being said, let's jump in and talk about today's contenders. I'm going to get the admin out the way, tell you all the information you need to know about the two podcasts, and then I'm going to talk about the two episodes that I picked. So the two podcasts that I chose is, first is Think Fast, Talk Smart. And pretty much Think Fast, Talk Smart, the whole concept behind the show is communication techniques and different things that relate to communication. That's pretty much it. I kind of gave you that already. The host is Matt Abrams, who's a lecturer of strategic communications in Stanford. I was like, okay, Stanford, what? I just thought the name was cool. Also, it's like really red. There's something, guys, about something that's red. Like, red actually really attracts the eye. I'm sure there's some thinking behind that. Maybe that's an episode I should do. Thinking about why red is a color that just calls upon you. Anyway, whatever. So it was red. The name was cool, so I clicked on it. Duration is average about 30 minutes or so, which I love. I love me a bit of a short pod. I love the long ones, but I also like a little bit of something snapshotty that can just give me some information and let me go on my merry way. Posting frequency, they do weekly, and every 3 weeks they do a quick thinks episode, which is just an even shorter version of their episodes. And then the other one that I'm also doing is TED Talks Daily. Now, TED Talks Daily is exactly that. They take TED Talks and they post them daily. It's hosted by Elise Hugh, so she gives you a little bit of an intro at the beginning, and then we go into the TED Talk that they posted. So the thing that's cool about this one is getting to listen to TED Talks that you would mostly have been used to watching in like video format or whatever it is if you're on the TED website, but in podcast format, which I think is quite cool. And just like the name says, there's one every day, so that's their posting frequency. So let's jump into the ones I actually liked, everybody, and the topics that really caught my eye. So Think Fast, Talk Smart, I chose the episode called Communication When We Hold Different Beliefs. The reason I picked this one is because of the fact that, I mean, we just came out of Jesus Pod Month, which means that I do hold a strong belief, and I figure, why not also learn, Be Better Month, why not also learn about talking to people who hold different beliefs, or people who, you know, have other things that they think about. The thing that's actually quite cool about this episode that I learned is the fact that beliefs aren't necessarily a religion or a choice of like faith or whatever it is. It's sometimes beliefs that are locked in, things that are written into you as a person, which is something that we actually don't think about. Generally, when you hear beliefs, you automatically think the thing you believe in, but you can believe in a lot of things simultaneously. You can believe that the sky is blue and that the ground is green or whatever it is, but that is a belief. So the interesting thing that came out of this chat or this conversation that Matt was having with the lecturer that he was chatting to is she was just chatting about the different things that are important to having a good conversation with someone in general, or communicating something to someone, especially if you're trying to convince somebody, or not really not trying to convince someone or trying to understand. Or actually, that's probably going to come out because I've already listened to it. I'm kind of already jumping ahead with the points. But a big thing that kind of popped up was empathy, knowing your audience, and respect. Empathy just being the fact that you just need to understand exactly where this person is coming from, understand what they're feeling and where and what it is that all of the beliefs and the things that they're talking about are coming from. Knowing your audience is exactly that as well, is getting to know the person you're talking to, learning a little bit about them, as opposed to jumping straight to arguing a point against whatever it is that they believe or the thing that they're thinking about, or whatever it is. And then there's respect. Respect just being normal. You're a human. You were taught respect, I would hope, at some point in your life. So respecting that person, realizing that they're a human being just as important as you are. We're all human here, and we're all just trying to get through this race they call life. And then understanding their expertise. Now, this point actually caught me. I thought this one was quite interesting. Understanding their expertise is not necessarily, I mean, it sounds very like, whoa, understanding their expertise. What if they're not an expert? But it's as deep and as shallow as it is, in the sense of expertise in understanding how much knowledge someone has about the thing that they believe, the thing that they think, the thing that is holding them back or forward, whatever you want to say. Understanding what their level of knowledge is and what exactly they know about the thing that they're talking about. Because one thing that is actually quite interesting that she had mentioned is the concept of explanatory depth. So explanatory depth is a cool concept that I'd heard for the first time. And what it means is a lot of people hold very hard and fast to beliefs that they actually don't know a lot about. And she used a very dumb example, but I was like, yeah, actually she's right. And in her lectures that she had had with people, she was like, cool. She asked her students, how do you know that the toilet will flush? And they're like, no, it will flush. They were sure, they were very like in it. And then she's like, cool, explain how the toilet flushes. And no one could answer that question. And I was like, it's such a simple thing, but it's so true. There's so many things that we believe hard and fast without beyond a shadow of a doubt, but you actually don't fully understand the thing that it is that you believe. And the thing that I actually just gained from this is the simple fact that you need to understand that level of it, like that, I guess the level of the expertise, but also you yourself, if you're going to be fighting for something, fight for it because you know it, or at least you're striving to know more about it. Because at the end of the day, you can't fight for something without truly, fully believing in it. But if you believe in it, what is it that you believe in? And that is something that just kind of rolled through my head during this conversation and during this episode. Also, another thing that's very important to note is shared belief is a way of surviving. I didn't actually think about this properly, but a lot of the time, shared belief and making sure that everybody believes in the same purpose, the same change, whatever it is the way that things progress, things change, things move in the world. And we depend on shared belief for a lot to happen in this world. Otherwise, every single individual would individual to individual to individual, which means that the world would go however many. I think we're more than 6 billion now. I think we're at the 7. Oh, never mind. We're at 8 billion now. That's a lot. Okay, we're so many people. So many people. Anyway, so there would be 8 billion ways the world would move. So then you understand that shared belief actually brings us together. It's just about making sure that those shared beliefs are also backed up by something real and solid. And if not, at least understanding what it is that that belief comes from and what it is that that person is like needing from that belief. Now, the thing that I found quite interesting is the fact that the thing about belief as well is it also speaks to someone's identity, which is why it's important to do this 4 points that I'd mentioned before of knowing your audience, having empathy, having respect. Because at the end of the day, you're not just attacking the thing that they believe or the thing that they're talking about, but you're attacking who they are, or that's how it feels anyway. And that might sound ridiculous, but if we think about it, whoever you are that I'm talking to right now, whatever you believe, does it not feel ingrained in part of you? If I came at you and said that something is something you believe and it's wrong, would you not feel some kind of way? Would you not feel a little bit attacked? So it's also just having that type of knowledge. But in that knowledge, recognizing that you are also a human being who believes things. It doesn't have to be, as I said, a faith or anything in specific, but it might be as small as knowing that your toilet is gonna flush. Like, you believe it's gonna flush, but why? How does it flush? Explain how it flushes. Where does the water go? Where does the excrement, big word, excrement go? Like, all of those things are still important to the chat, you know what I mean? So I went on a journey with this one because it made my mind turn over so many things that I believe at my core. Not just necessarily my faith, like, but I actually went into just the basic everyday things. Like, why do I believe that money will, I don't know, give me a better life? Or why do I go to work every day? Why do I believe any of the things that make me take the next step in my life? Like, why? The thing about going on one of these why journeys is you will continue to ask why until your head hurts. My head started hurting and then I was like, okay, I'm done. But good journey to go on. I think it's important to always be asking why and go on the actual journey to finding the answer. And if you can't find the full answer, then sometimes it might not be apparent and it might not be clear to you at the moment, but still go on the journey. It's important to constantly be testing the things that you believe, especially the things that you're willing to fight for. Those are the things that you actually need to sit down and think about for a second and ask yourself, what am I fighting for and why am I fighting for it? And yeah, like I personally, like I said, in the spirit of Be Better Month, have just started unpacking a lot of things that I very vehemently want to fight for. And I'm like, cool, why? If someone was to ask me why, which is how a lot of these conversations happen, what would my answer be? And if they kept asking me why, like a child that doesn't ever stop asking why, I would like to have those answers, or at least have enough of an understanding of what I don't understand or what I don't know to get to the place where I say I don't know, but at least want to know more, or at least have that answer or want to know that answer for myself. And it's a journey, you know what I'm saying? But the big thing that was important from this conversation, obviously going back to communication when we have different beliefs, is just respecting that someone has a different point of view and a different belief to you, whatever it's on, whatever topic you're talking about, whether it be politics, religion, sex, all the things you're not supposed to talk about at a good dinner party, all those things that you're not supposed to talk about, all these things, as well as just everyday things that you also just need to think about and ask yourself, I believe this and I believe it strongly, but why? What is it that I believe? What does it do for me? What does it say to me? What does it say about me? All these things just are constantly flying through our heads, and it's just about being aware of those things, which is actually quite interesting and important. And then another thing that I actually thought was quite cool is she says that some beliefs don't have to be binary. And the point she was making there, because I was like, binary, what does that mean? But pretty much what she was saying is you also have to prioritize your beliefs. You have to put them in the order of importance, because the things that you fight for the most need to be the most important. Do not run headfirst into a fight about something that you don't know that much about, but you just chose to have an opinion on. That's like, it's a belief because you chose it at that moment and at that time. But I just had a conversation about conspiracy theories where I realized that I don't have all the knowledge that I thought I had. And I had to be like, cool, someone knows more. I need to listen to this person and what they have to say. And that is a constant state that you have to be renewing, is if you know less, be okay with knowing less. Knowing less means you have a lot more to grow and a lot more space to grow. The more you think you know about something, the less space of growth you have. Because at the end of the day, you think you're full. And a glass that's full can't be filled anymore. So have a glass half full perspective on life. Anyway, so that was that one. And that's what I got from that episode. The next pod episode that I chose is from TED Talks Daily. If you've ever interacted with TED Talks, you know that I've always felt this, actually. I don't know if this is everybody, so let me not apply it to you guys. But I've watched a lot of TED Talks in my life because I go through this space where I like watching a lot of like inspirational things. But I always feel like I watch a TED Talk, I feel inspired for about an hour, and then I go back to my regular everyday life and realize I did sweet bugger all with that information. So I think in this case, this applies to the whole Be Better Month concept that I just explained to you guys. But in this case, I was like, you know what, let me actually listen to the TED Talks that I feel that I can actually action in a more real and now kind of way. So the episode I picked, or the TED talk I picked, is Life Needs Novelty. Now, this one I really enjoyed. The whole idea behind this episode or this TED talk is it's this guy, I forgot to write down his name. He's a very beautiful light-skinned man. That beautiful light-skinned man was saying that life needs novelty. And the big concept that he was explaining is the powerful first experiences concept, if you want to call it that. And the whole idea is you constantly need to be pushing yourself to have an experience for the first time. And I was like, okay, I mean, how deep is that? I walk into this day for the first time every day. So, done. Tick. Applied. But it's deeper than that. You have to do something that you would never do for the first time, and this will change the way that you see yourself in the world around you. And I thought that was quite interesting and quite powerful, if I'm honest, because something you would never do would be truly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, putting yourself in a different situation and doing something that you've actually, one of the things he actually says is doing something you've always wanted to do. But we'll get there. So the big thing that is important here is the reason it changes the way that you think about you and the world around you is because it puts you in a space where you have to see things differently because you're in a different environment. It's easy to exist in a comfort zone. It is easy to just be in a space that you know how to be in because you can do the same thing. You can build routine. You can exist in your existence because of the fact that you know that yesterday is going to look like today and tomorrow is going to look like the day after. But if you don't know what the next minute is going to hold or the next second or the next hour or whatever it is, it makes you reconfigure your brain. And one thing that he said that was quite interesting is he's like, this also adds to your cultural and social capital. And I actually was thinking about the word social capital and I was like, wow, okay. And what he was pretty much just rolling into and what I thought was cool was your cultural and social capital in the sense of it gives you new experiences, which means that you are more knowledgeable, but in a way that is actually in action. Actually, in action is a thing I'm saying a lot, apparently, but we're here now. So like a new experience puts you in a new space, which means that automatically you're already in action by the time you need to get that knowledge, or the action is what gives you the knowledge, which automatically flows into wisdom. So just constantly growing into something and constantly like building into something or being somewhere else, being someone else is so good for you because at the end of the day, you can always be able to see things differently, which actually kind of feeds into the conversation I just had now about the different belief systems. Putting yourself in different environments and seeing things from a different perspective helps you understand perspectives more. Not necessarily change your perspective, but understand them. So that was quite cool. And then he was talking about this really cool thing that I was like, I've never really heard of this, but I kind of get it. It's called the reminiscent bump. And it's the tendency for older adults over 40 to have an increased or enhanced recollection of events that occurred during their adolescence, early adulthood. So it's about teens to their 30s. And it's pretty much when things were new almost every day. Things you remember the most and the things that you love now. I've actually had chats with a couple of my friends about this, where I've said that the things I love the most now are things that I loved when I was a teenager. I'm not gonna lie, I've also said that I don't technically feel like I'm an adult. I feel like I'm just a teenage version of myself that has responsibilities. But we here now. But in a real way, like, I'm not gonna lie, guys, T-Pain still slaps. Like, it still slaps. She gave us drinks to drink. We drank them, got drunk. And now you know what I mean. I'm like, that don't make no sense. But that song goes in. It goes in. So like, I sit there and I'm like, all the songs that I loved as a teenager, all like the shows I watched, all the things that gave me comfort in that time are still so big and important and pivotal to me now. Obviously, I'm growing, I'm learning, and I'm putting myself in new experiences, but there is something that you always have to just keep in mind, that there are things that are latched to your brain because they were in a time where you were going through a lot of new. And it's crazy how going through a lot of new is the things that cement themselves into your head more than something that you do every day. But I think there is something in that concept of doing something every day makes you take it for granted. which means that you forget days where you do the same thing over and over again. Like, I'm sure we've all experienced driving somewhere you drive all the time, like work, and realizing that you started at home, you arrive at work, and you have no idea how you got there. Like, you know you drove, but not much of that experience is even in your head. And I think it's that concept of doing the same thing over and over again makes you take it for granted. So doing new things makes you remember things. And I was like, okay. So someone would say doing something repetitively would actually make you remember it. But no, it just becomes old hat. It becomes habit. It becomes, you know, just kind of part of your routine. But doing something new is the thing that cements itself into your head, which I think is one of the reasons why people have such great experiences when they get married or when they have kids and all of those things, because it's a fully new experience and there's so much new packed into one experience that those are the memorable years, the beginnings. Like, this is why people get so sad when they're like, my child grew up so fast, because every single thing was new, so it felt like it was coming at you fast, but you remembered every moment. You remember the first steps, you remember the first word, you remember the first time they laughed or smiled at you. Like, all of those things cement themselves into your head because it's new. And that's just the power of new. I didn't realize that the power of new was so great, but it is. So the thing that he kind of gave, because obviously they always have to give you a little bit of like a parting thought or something to take with you. And he's like, two things to be thoughtful of is do something you haven't done or have always wanted to do, but make sure it has some risk. I think the reason he added in that extra level of have some risk is because the minute you do something that you've always wanted to do and there isn't a level of risk to it, it does feel like it's still within your comfort zone and it is something you are going to get to. It feels like an item on your to-do list as opposed to something you know that you've always wanted to get to, but there's something that has stopped you. There's something about overcoming risk or fear or whatever it is that makes the experience what it needs to be, gives you that level of new, that level of refreshment, that level of whatever it is that you need. That's important. And then the other thing is, if you're not trying to go that far, switch up your environment, because there is a level of risk in switching up your environment as well, because making your room look completely different will also make you reconfigure your mind. You constantly need to be reconfiguring how your brain is put together and the things that you think are set the way they are. I've thought about this at length in terms of how I would do this. I am a generally risk-averse person. Please refer to the trailer of this show. This podcast. I say that I am a generally risk-averse person. I don't like to do things that I know aren't going to work out the way I want them to work out. And just by doing this, sitting here talking to a camera, like, this is me doing something risky, but I know that I constantly need to be taking new risks. I can't make this regular. I can't make this a standard thing that I do on a, you know, a regular schedule. I need to make it consistent, yes, but be trying new things. Henceforth, be better, man. So, yeah, I think that one really just took me, because the thing about novelty, which I love, is you just always have to add a little bit of, and this is crazy how, like, obviously this sounds very hippy-dippy, but add a little sparkle to your life. Like, make sure there's a little bit about your life that makes you a little bit more happy or feel a little bit different or feel a little refreshed. Because if you feel refreshed every day, then every day doesn't feel as monotonous or as sad or as meh as most days do. And there's nothing more painful than feeling like time has passed and what have you done with it, you know? So yeah, I guess in my action points, it's like, how do I add a little bit more novelty to my life? A little bit more sparkle, so to speak. But anyway, with that being said, now that we're in the middle of Be Better Month, I'm sure you've been pondering the quote, as I had mentioned at the beginning, that I had shared earlier. Like I said, without knowledge, action is useless. Knowledge without action is futile. Think about that. Ponder it. Turn it over in your head. Take some of these podcasts, listen to them, or a podcast of your own that makes you feel like I need to be a better person or a better human or whatever it is. And turn that information over in your head and see what changes you need to be making. Whatever, big or small, but do something. That's the point of any of this. I would really love to hear your feedback on these topics that I've spoken about, or my thoughts, because now that I'm sharing opinions, it's scary. So please share your thoughts, comment, like, subscribe, do all the things. Point. Be embarrassed because he's not going to put any buttons in the places I pointed, but it's fine. Please. please, yeah, like, subscribe, do the things, share this thing. And yeah, guys, APP for a better me, you know what I mean? Slogan, catchphrase. So friends, I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful that you listen. I'm grateful that you watch. I'm grateful that you share your ears, your eyes, and all of the senses that brought you here. This has been a Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential.